Welcome to All Sides with Anna Staver. It's our fall membership drive. More on that in a minute. Painter Bob Ross taught thousands of people to paint landscapes in 30 minutes. And in the decades since his death, the iconic artist with the soothing voice and bushy hair has maintained and even grown a worldwide fan base. His effortless calm continues to lure new fans to his methods. Bob Ross is essentially the face of the happy little tree philosophy and a beloved figure in pop culture. And his show, The Joy of Painting, continues with its new host, Nicholas Hankins, a certified instructor with an encyclopedic knowledge of Bob Ross's paintings. Nicholas, welcome to All Sides.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You and I are about the same age, which means you were pretty young when Bob Ross passed away. How did you discover him?
I discovered him, like so many others in our age bracket, our demographic, with my grandmother. most of the folks who I've spoken with discover Bob with their grandparents. They watch him with their grandparents or a loved relative, and just fell in love with it.
And you started replicating his paintings when you were 11, 12? You were pretty young.
I was pretty young, yeah. And it was a perfect perfect entertainment for an only child.
Although I understand you may or may not have stained the carpet in your parents' basement with the paint.
Word has traveled, I understand. Yes.
What appealed to you as a kid about his painting style?
Well, initially, I guess the immediacy of it, being able to watch something like that develop in 30 minutes, I've likened it often to, you know, in the days of darkroom photography, that image begins, you know, completely white, and then something begins to materialize, and you go from this tank to this tank to this tank, and then finally the image is there. And watching it play out that quickly and look that great, I mean, that grabbed me. Over, you know, of course, you have to add in Bob's voice and charisma, but good combination.
For sure. Although sometimes he moved too fast for you to keep up with. Sometimes you got to pause. Well, there wasn't really a pause button the way there is now.
Right. We didn't have TiVo. We didn't have the pause button for live TV. So I just had to paint as fast as I could.
So when did you know that you wanted to get certified as a Bob Ross instructor? I mean, I think it's one thing to watch the show and paint the paintings. It's a totally different thing to want to teach this particular style.
Right. Really, I guess as soon as I took my first class with a certified instructor in our little hometown, she came, there were maybe five or six of us. She came to our little town and taught a class, and you know, to this day, Anna, these are some of my greatest memories, some of my warmest childhood memories in those painting classes. It was such a fun thing. It was such a good feeling. And I knew I wanted to pass that on to other people.
What do you get from taking a class versus watching the television show?
The best thing really is being able to be there live with hands-on instruction. The instructor can, you can move 360 around, of course, during a demonstration and see exactly how the instructor's holding the brush or loading the brush or knife or whatever it is. And then over and above that, the instructor can then come around to you and observe what you're doing. And then we're able to make adjustments. We can see if the paint's too thick or too thin, or if you're applying too much pressure or not enough. You know, those are things that we can really help with.
Things that you can talk about in The Joy of Painting, but it's better to just kind of see it.
Right. And so much of it is a feel. I've likened it often to learning to ride a bicycle or, you know, drive a vehicle or tie your shoe. You didn't do that very well the first time you tried it, but with practice, it became second nature.
How would you describe Bob Ross's painting style?
I guess in the classical sense, it's going to relate mostly to Impressionism. It's kind of a modern form of Impressionism, if I'm forced to categorize it. But
it's kind of become its own style.
It really has, you know. And speaking to that, I feel like literally the act of Bob painting on television was almost a happening in itself. It was almost performance art. And, you know, that's an avenue I don't think has been developed or investigated a lot, but it's worth a look, I think.
How many paintings are in his collection? Like, how many paintings can you replicate if you wanted to paint every painting Bob Ross painted?
Okay, so in the Joy of Painting television series, Bob painted 300, something like 386, I think, paintings. So you have a pretty vast library. And then add to that, you can begin to change the seasons, change the time of day. There are a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah, I'm painting for more than every day of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to say thank you to Jean O'Keefe from Columbus for donating. You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive. And I want you to remember, listener support pays for all the programs you enjoy and listen to every day. Please make a gift right now and help us make this membership drive a success. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. For a membership of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you're going to get a very special thank you gift this hour. It is a Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. The workshop will be led by Nicholas Hankins, the new host of Joy of Painting, and our guest this hour. He's going to provide step-by-step instruction to bring your masterpiece to life. The virtual event will be on October 29th, which also happens to be Bob Ross's birthday, so not a bad way to celebrate his birth. Once you make your gift to WSU, you're going to get an email with a Zoom link to attend, and a painting kit is going to be shipped to your home a few days before the class. The kit is going to have everything that you need. It's going to have the paint, the brushes, the canvas. You will only have to bring yourself to this class. So make a gift so you can attend this virtual painting workshop. It's $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org. You can also call. Just pick up your phone, 866-897-9678. It's going to be a great evening that you get to enjoy from the comfort of your own home. You'll have some fun learning to paint like Bob Ross, maybe even make yourself some happy little trees. And your gift supports public radio. If you listen to All Sides, then we're asking you to support the program that you listen to and value. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you know you can trust what you hear. If having news and information in Central Ohio is important to you, then we're asking for your support. Make this drive a great success. Call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Nicholas, I think the legacy of Bob Ross, and perhaps why he endures to this day, is that he makes painting feel accessible. There's no gatekeeping. He makes you feel like you can paint even if you've never picked up a brush. And I love that. I love the idea that knowledge, creativity, that it's sort of limitless if only we believe we can do it.
Yes, Bob is like the great empowerer. He and I'm living proof of this. I didn't think I could do this. I enjoyed drawing. It was a diversion. He just keeps talking to you and convincing you that anyone can do this. Anyone can pick up a brush and paint. I bought a kit, tried it, instantly fell in love with it. It was so much fun from the beginning, but the growth that takes place in this method is almost staggering.
He also had this positive outlook and taught viewers to embrace their mistakes, which isn't a bad message for life in general, I think. Embrace your mistakes.
Right. That's crucial information.
I think what I love most is that he encouraged people who believed they lacked creativity. And, as a parent now, I think about how important that is to instill in our children. And I worry sometimes as we get older, we just kind of forget that.
Yeah, and it's so easy to leave that behind, or feel like it's silly, or I don't have time for, such foolishness. But it's so important to growth. It's so important to growth in all categories. The arts are, they've suffered in recent years, and it's time to bring them back.
Sometimes I think our culture embraces this be best mentality so hard that we really forget we can enjoy something while being mediocre at it.
Exactly.
I always had this idea, like I've always enjoyed running. I get a mental boost. I enjoy it. Helps me think. Once I let go of the idea that I had to hit a certain mile time, that's when I fell in love with running. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Well, I used to do quite a bit of running myself, so I can identify. Yeah.
Yeah. I could only do a 10K if it was, you know, in this time or that time. It destroyed the joy of running. And I think the same thing happens with painting. We get so worked up about how it's going to look that we miss the joy in just giving it a go.
And that whole philosophy of happy accidents, of, you know, Bob is telling you, you know, it's okay. We don't make mistakes. And if you take that away, if you take that right off the top, you've eliminated 95% of the trepidations people have with picking up a brush. Oh, you know, oh, I paid a few dollars for this canvas. What if I mess it up? So what if you mess it up? Mess it up. You got to start somewhere.
How do you think that philosophy has impacted your life just generally outside of the studio?
It, you know, early on, Anna, from the time I was 11, it gave me great confidence. Hopefully it wasn't misplaced confidence, but it made me much more confident to go out and take chances. And, you know, there's a lot of things that wouldn't have happened in my life had I not done that.
I read this book a while back about the power of being a beginner later in life, how learning new skills as we age keeps us adaptable, confident, maintains cognitive function. And I think that's what I really love about this idea of taking a painting class, even if you've never picked up a brush, at 50, 60, 70. I think it's so cool that you could pick it up and over the course of an evening, paint a landscape.
Yes. And, you know, I have the good fortune of teaching people frequently here in the workshop. And we have a number of people who have literally never picked up a brush besides painting a wall, and watching their demeanor change from the time they come in, they're a little hesitant and fearful. And, you know, they float out of here with unbelievable confidence. Like, look at this thing I made. And they're so proud of it. You know, that's maybe the joy of painting right there, is just giving it to other people.
I love that. I think it's got to be so incredible to watch people light up as they discover they actually can do this. It's got to be such a fun job.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
I think that's one of the things I love about public radio and public television. It's really for lifelong learners. I am constantly thinking how I can spark curiosity in our listeners. And I imagine you're constantly thinking about how you can spark creativity in the people who come and take your classes.
Oh, constantly. Yeah. Whether it's in the presentation, or we make something fun that might be a little rote, or new subjects. And that's always the challenge, is what am I going to paint next? You know, so my phone is full of photographs of just random things.
Yeah, I understand that when you became a Bob Ross certified instructor, you couldn't keep up with the line of people who wanted to take your classes.
Was that surprising? It was incredible.
Was it surprising that there was such high demand for it?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, I understood the appeal of Bob and just the joy of painting in itself as an activity. But I guess I wasn't prepared for just how prolific his legacy reaches. That's when it really confronted me, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is serious. I've got to buckle down and get busy.
Yeah, Bob passed away before the internet really took off, but the rise of social media platforms like YouTube and even TikTok have introduced a whole new generation. Like, Gen Z has discovered Bob Ross, which is wild to me, but also fascinating.
Yes, it's in full effect. Bob is in full effect, and you know, it's fun seeing that happen. It's also fun seeing people our age and older come in and marvel at the fact that, you know, my 13-year-old cousin knows who Bob is. How does he know who he is? You know,
I want to say thank you to Michael Houston from Pataskala. It's our fall membership drive here at 89.7 NPR News. Thank you for joining us today to hear about Bob Ross and his legacy in the joy of painting. This is your source for news and information. This station is here because of listener support. So do your part today and make a gift at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. All Sides is talking about the legacy of Bob Ross today and the future of his painting style with Joy of Painting host Nicholas Hankins. On his show, Nicholas brings to life never-before-seen paintings by Bob Ross, and he wants to bring that painting style into your home. When you make a gift today, you can attend a Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. It's $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. All you have to bring is yourself. Everything from the paint and the brushes to the canvas will be shipped to your home before the event, and we're going to send an email with a Zoom link. Then you can attend the virtual workshop led by Nicholas Hankins. Artists of all skills are invited and encouraged to attend. As we've been saying, even if you've never picked up a brush, it's fun to be a beginner, so give it a whirl. The virtual event will take place at 8 p.m. on October 29th, which just happens to be Bob Ross's birthday. And if you can't make it, if kids or life or something happens or you get sick, it will be available to you to watch for 90 days after the event. So don't wait. Make a gift and get your ticket. It's $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Remember, not only do you get to attend this awesome virtual event, you're supporting public radio with your gift. We are listener-supported, 89.7 NPR News, and I emphasize listener because we count on listeners like you to give what you can during these membership drives. In return, we promise to bring you news and information you can trust every single day. All Sides is here every morning at 10 talking about Central Ohio. We have in-depth, thoughtful conversations. We bring in the newsmakers. We talk to the governor, to the secretary of state, to our senators, to reporters covering the state house. And we do all of that because we are listener supported. So make a gift now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Our thank you gift this hour is a ticket to a Paint Like Bob Ross event on October 29th at 8 p.m. All of the supplies are going to be shipped to your door. You just open the box, and then you get to learn to paint like Bob Ross from the comfort of your own home. You can pour yourself a glass of wine, wear your pajama pants if the mood strikes. We hope that you're going to join us for this event. You get a special Zoom link with a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 right now. So don't wait. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Nicholas, I want to ask, what is involved in becoming a Bob Ross certified painting instructor?
Besides passion and love for painting and people.
Absolutely. It's kind of, I meant like, do you have to recognize all his paintings by heart? Like, do you study the catalog, the technique? Like, how do they decide you're good enough to teach?
So in total, instructors have participated in 3 weeks of training at 40 hours per week. So it's basically, you know, office hours type of training. We make an assessment after the first course, which is called a fundamentals course. And that can be in landscape, floral, wildlife. Those are sort of the three disciplines that we offer under the Bob Ross rubric or whatever you want to call it. And we invite you in. We make an assessment of your fluency with the technique and your aptitude. And then we can kind of at the end of that week, make a recommendation that you're either ready to go ahead and take level 2 and 3, which become much more intense and faster paced. Or maybe we invite you back for a level 1, but in any event, we want everybody to get through that level 1. And then we begin to accelerate the learning, not only with painting, but also with teaching, demonstrating, How to put yourself out there so people can find you and know that you're teaching. It's really an all-encompassing, thorough program, and it's one that was designed by Bob.
So, how do you get the job of being the host of Joy of Painting? That feels like next level certified instructor.
Yeah, it's funny. It just sort of materialized, and I don't even know that we had that particular design on it when we started. Joan Kowalski, who's the president of the company, and I had been discussing Bob's unfinished paintings from what would have been his Series 32, and they've just kind of been, not put aside or neglected, but they've been lonely and forlorn. And they've never been published. They've never been shared, really. There wasn't an avenue to get them out there without, because obviously there wasn't the supporting instruction that they needed. And Joan had been talking for some time about, well, maybe we should dump Nick in a studio and see what happens. So, and I said, well, actually, it was my wife that said, if we do that, let's make sure we take those Series 32 paintings with us. So those finally are shared with the world, and that's kind of how this bubbled up.
Was there any pressure to think you're going to complete his unfinished paintings? Oh my goodness.
Oh yes.
I'd have such anxiety over that.
Very much so. I'm usually a pretty sound sleeper, and my wife said all through the taping you'd moan and like shift in your sleep. So it was weighing on my mind. I wanted to do an adequate job for one of my boyhood heroes. So that's no pressure.
Yeah. No, that's incredible that like 11-year-old you was watching him paint and then 40-year-old you was finishing his unfinished work. It's a crazy career arc.
It really is. And at the end of the series, I tried to pay homage to Bob and give him a thank you, because we lost Bob on the 4th of July, 1995. And as luck would have it, I was painting that day. I didn't realize, Bob was in the condition he was in by his wishes. He didn't want the happiness to stop and people to feel bad for him. But in moving to Florida and taking this job, my parents have been bringing all this stuff from Tennessee and dropping it off for me to go through. And I found, just as luck would have it, that painting that I painted that day. So I kind of spiffed it up and took that original composition from whatever I was, 13 years old, I guess, at the time. And that's the final painting then in the new Joy Painting series. That's
Oh my
my
goodness.
dedication to Bob.
What painting is it?
It's called Independence Day.
Oh my goodness. That's
So,
so sweet. I'm gonna have to go look it up. How do you get inside the head of Bob Ross for a undertaking like this? I've heard you joke that he shares part of your psyche. Do you ever hear his voice in your head being like, oh, not like that. Let's just do this over here.
At this point, yeah, I really do. Having watched him so much, and having the good fortune to be able to meet and work with people who were very, very close to him, it's kind of helped me learn him by fiat or whatever, I feel as if I got to know him that way. And all of that's combined to, obviously, with just this years and years and years of watching the technique be used and applied, and applying it myself, I feel like I've sort of honed in on maybe some of the decisions and considerations that he would have made for 32. And of course, I've run it by close friends who were very close to Bob as well, and asked for opinions. What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Am I on the right track? So it's been a group effort too.
I want to say thank you to Mindy Brown from Circleville. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides. It's our membership drive. So we're asking you to support the in-depth conversations that we bring you every day. You only find this kind of news and information on public radio. Support the station at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And this is a great time to become a member because we have a great thank you gift for the lifelong learner. For $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you can attend a Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. It's exclusive for people who support public media. You get access by becoming a member right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. During this class, Nicholas is going to teach you Bob Ross's painting techniques. You're going to make your own painting, and it will come to life through the step-by-step instructions. All the material, paints, brushes, canvas, gets shipped to your home before the event, and you get a Zoom link to join. The class is Tuesday, October 29th at 8 p.m., which is Bob Ross's birthday. Make that gift now. It's $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You get a great gift for you or someone who you want to spark a little creativity in their life. And it supports the programs you listen to every day. Your gift to 89.7 NPR News is essential to the future of this station. You know what's going on in Columbus thanks to our award-winning local news team. You hear in-depth, thoughtful discussion about our community on all sides. All this essential local news, news you can trust, is only on the radio because of your support. So do your part. Become a member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Secure your spot in the Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. Make your gift now. It's just $12.50 a month at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You know, Nicholas, some critics have not been kind to Bob Ross's painting method. In fact, I understand that you kept your work secret from your professors in the University of Tennessee. What do you say to critics who say they're, you know, overly simplistic or repetitive?
Well, it's interesting because I think it's best viewed through the lens of what that activity was seeking to accomplish. So, you know, Bob's work to me, his body of work, his entire style and movement, as I view it, goes far beyond just the work that was put on canvas. This is the lives he's touched. This is the awareness of the visual arts that he has sparked in the public, the passion that he's ignited. It's really monumental. And the work itself, I mean, obviously the television paintings, as I've talked about before, are a little bit of what I view as almost a performance art. And I think it should be viewed in that vein. But the works themselves, works that he has spent a lot of time on, we have some of them here at the shop, larger works. I mean, if you want to look at them in terms of draftsmanship or you know, the preciseness that he has been able to hone and use this technique, the knowledge of materials, it's staggering. And Bob was just very humble about it. He just didn't talk about it.
Yeah, and I also think that's the point of the show. It's supposed to be somewhat simple, accessible. Yes. I think sometimes, no offense to folks in the art world, but they can get so caught up in, I don't know, that it should be this way or that way. But for most of us, it's just supposed to be fun.
Yes. Bob was able to take something that can be so esoteric and swipe that curtain back, invite the public in for a look, and put the brush in their hand. And that's, I mean, just stopping to think about that sort of a task, that's a big ask, and he did it.
There are two places that people can go to see Bob Ross's original paintings. One is Florida, where you teach in studio, and the other is Muncie, Indiana, where Bob filmed The Joy of Painting. What do we get from going to the gallery? Like, if we go down to visit, I understand it's in a strip mall, so not in a place you'd expect.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, not in a place you'd expect. In fact, as we're having this interview, we have a restaurant back here behind me, and they're banging tables on the wall. So I hope that's not
I
coming
can't
through.
hear it, so that's
Oh,
good.
good. But yeah, it's very quiet. It's very unassuming. Bob had a condo not far from here, and that's a lot of the reason this shop is in the place it's in. But I'm in some ways I feel like, gee, I wish we could expand and grow a little bigger. And then there are other times that I think, this is where they wanted it. This is the unassuming, quiet little workshop that it's always been. And I think there's a charm to that.
Yeah, are any of your paintings hanging up there?
They are. I've got a few. Some of these that are behind me are some that I've done. And if I can pivot up here, you'll see
Oh
there are
my
some of
goodness, they
Bob's.
go all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah, and Bob's go all the way around the room. So it's neat, and I never get tired of watching people come in here for the first time and look around and just stop, and their jaw drops, because so many people have never seen Bob's work in person, and it's the camera never does it justice.
I'm also glad to see that you guys weren't affected by Helene.
Yes, thank goodness we're safe. A lot of our relatives are up in East Tennessee, so my heart goes out to them.
One of the techniques that Bob is really known for, I think, is his knife and like these like incredible little flicks of the wrist where suddenly
Yes.
like tree branches would materialize out of nowhere. How do you like what is a tip for someone trying to get that knife flick right?
It's again, it goes back to being it's a touch thing. It's a learned sort of touch, and you have to kind of just surrender to the fact that I have to. And I describe it to my students a lot of times is I tell them we're going to use the Goldilocks method with the knife. You have to feel, and I'm a believer in allowing the central nervous system to feel what's too much and what's too little. And if you have those two end stops, then you're going to automatically adjust to just right. So you have to be unafraid to make mistakes. You have to be unafraid to experiment and just take some risks and try things.
Oh, I mean, he also uses oil paint, right? Which can feel intimidating. It has a longer dry time, which is a positive and a negative. I don't know, something about oils versus acrylics. I don't know. Oil just feels like so mature and like big
Yeah.
time.
They carry a mystique,
I
don't
think
they?
so.
Yeah. It feels like you're just, I'm biased. I've been using them for, 30 some odd years, but oils sort of feel like, oh, I'm stepping up to the big leagues now. I gotta show up and really do a good job.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about his technique is that you're using oil paint and you're doing it in such an accessible way to be like
Yeah.
kind of demystifying it for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like he took on the most intimidating medium and decided that's the one that I'm gonna knock it down to basics and I'm gonna make it accessible. Yeah.
What do you know about how he conceived of the ideas? Did he do any sketching, any pre-painting? Like, how did he build his ideas?
A lot of his sketching and pre-planning was really just it was carried out on canvas in the studio. I'm sure there were probably some little thumbnail sketches drawn from time to time if he had a composition with a building in it or something like that. But he would paint places that he knew and that he had been to. He would paint from photographs. He would paint from postcards that people would send into him or photographs that people would send into him and. He was a collector of ideas and a file keeper as far as that's concerned. So, it was not uncommon for him, I understand, to take a little bit of something from this p painting or postcard or picture or whatever, and something from this one and mash them together and have a little, like a kitbash painting from those two.
I also think, for those who knock his style, he had a way of understanding light and where light should hit, which is not, it's not an easy thing. Like,
It's
to
not.
know
No.
so much of landscape is understanding where the light goes.
Where it goes, how it affects the different elements, and there are color considerations that come in there too. But so much of that is learned hands-on and surprisingly quickly with his method. You know, whether people want to stick with this method or technique and carry it on, you know, to greater heights in the future, or whether they want to branch out and kind of investigate their own and forge their own path in the art world. It's a good entree.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've always struggled with in painting is to be bold enough to put the white whites in the dark darks. And that is really what makes it look realistic. I get so nervous. I'm like, And then when you shy away from that like contrast, it just looks flat.
Right. It does. Yeah, that high key contrast can just, it can make a painting so striking. It's something Bob was just so good at, and it feels safe to stay in that, you know, that neutral area where you don't get too dark and you don't get too light. Maybe that's another life aphorism or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, this is All Sides on listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive, and this hour we're talking about Bob Ross, his style of painting, and his legacy. To go along with the show, we have a great thank you gift. Make a gift of $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150, and you get to attend a Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event on Tuesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. After you make your gift, we're going to send you an email with a special link to join the class via Zoom. Plus, we're going to ship you all the supplies that you need, from the paint to the canvas to the brushes. It's all coming to your house, so you get the full kit. So you don't want to miss out on this event. The instructor is our guest today, Nicholas Hankins. Make a gift today for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Give online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Nicholas is the new host of The Joy of Painting, and he helped complete some of Bob Ross's unfinished works. You're going to get a real expert in the Bob Ross technique. So don't wait. Make your gift now while we're on the air and secure your spot in this event. You get to learn this painting style from the comfort of your own home. Come as you are. Come in pajama pants. No one will know. Nicholas will provide step-by-step instructions to bring your own masterpiece to life. Happy little trees and all. A Bob Ross paint set, brushes, and canvas gets mailed to your house, and you can view the recording of the event for 90 days after the class is over. So if you get a little lost, you can circle back. If life gets in the way, your kid gets sick, something comes up, you can go ahead and do the class after the fact. We're giving you the opportunity to circle back at your leisure if you need to. So don't miss this opportunity. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth conversations on issues important to Columbus and to Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. You hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. We even try to spark your own creativity by introducing you to fascinating Ohioans and the passions they're pursuing. If having this kind of broad-based, focused talk show on Central Ohio is important to you, then now is the time to make a gift and support our station. We are listener-supported public radio, which means we don't worry about shareholders or corporate interests. We're thinking about you every day. My team gets together and we talk about what's happening in the community, what people need to know, what they might find confusing, what might spark passion or creativity or interest. If that's important, give now and get the Bob Ross painting class as your thank you gift. And support the future of WOSU. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Nicholas, can you tell us a little bit about how a virtual class with you works?
Sure. So it's set up very much like we are today on a Zoom call or a, you know, broadcasting platform, but I'll kind of think of it as Bob Ross Live, I guess would be the best way to say it. So I'll explain the materials, I'll explain which colors we're using, and then I'll walk through the process just like Bob would on the show, except we're not going to try to hit it in 26 minutes. We're going to spend plenty of time on each step, and I'll of course demonstrate how the brush is. I'll be able to go much more in depth than Bob would on his show.
Because you have more time.
Absolutely.
Are
Yeah.
you able to take questions during the show?
I believe so. In the past we have, and I would assume the same is going to be true for this one as well.
That'll be great. So you can be like, "Hey, I have this question about this," and
Yeah, then we can expand on a topic. It's really marvelous when we can do that.
yeah, and like I said, you can come however you want to come because it's a virtual event.
Right.
No, I love that because you'll get a little more time, a little more technique, maybe get some questions answered. It is kind of like, I mean, it's more of a class than a show.
Yes.
Or
Oh,
kind of the
absolutely.
best of both worlds there.
Yeah. It's fun activity, fun thing to watch, fun thing to do. It's good combo of all of them.
Yeah, I think it would be fun even if you've never picked up a paintbrush.
That's the most fun. Those are the people who have the most fun, and they are also, believe it or not, Anna, usually those people have the most accomplished looking paintings at the
Oh my
end of the class
goodness.
because
You
they're
don't
not.
overthink it.
You don't over exactly, and you're not bringing with it, all of these other ideas. Oh, I've done this with this or this with acrylics, and there's no unlearning some of that stuff that doesn't work with Bob's technique. They just jump in and do it.
Yeah. Any chance we'd get to make some happy little trees or clouds or I guess it
Oh, I
depends on the
guarantee.
painting.
I guarantee we'll have happy little trees for sure.
Oh,
Maybe
awesome.
clouds given.
Yeah. I always loved the way he talked about clouds. It just seemed so whimsical.
Yeah. And living in Florida, the funny thing is, well, one of his very good friends told me that he shared with her that a lot of the clouds in his paintings were influenced by these gorgeous Florida skies we have. I mean, I've never really, it didn't dawn on me till we moved down here just how gorgeous the skies are in Florida, and they are just incredible clouds.
I imagine, especially over the ocean.
Yeah, it's really something, and I see that influence so often now. I'll be driving home and I'll see a sky and I think, God, that's it. That's the one Bob painted. It just shows up.
That's got to be a big move, though, moving all the way down to Florida to take this job.
It was very big and not without its challenges. We had two homes of things to combine and move, and at the time a 4-month-old, so it was super challenging.
I have moved when my children were little. That is always a unique pain, particularly if you're driving with them.
It's fun, isn't
It's a
it?
challenge. We have about 10 minutes left, and we are really hoping to hear from 10 more people who will join us for the virtual Paint Like Bob Ross event. So give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I do understand that your wife was on board, and in some ways, she says she feels like she also married into the Bob Ross family when she married you.
Yeah, it was Bob was coming, whether she liked it or not.
I always like that though, when like your spouse supports your dreams. Like, I think it's a cool person who will pack up and move for someone else's dream.
Oh, I'm the luckiest man alive.
Yeah, we've moved all over the country as I moved and switched from like different newspapers to reporting gigs, and I
Yeah,
definitely
it's a
won the
challenge.
I won the spouse lottery too, so
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
I want to say thank you to Aaron McLaughlin in Columbus. We have 9 more donations to go this hour. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and it's our fall membership drive. Your support pays for programs like this one every day. Programs like All Sides and Morning Edition and All Things Considered, these programs are paid for with listener support, and you can support them today. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Support All Sides for $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150 and get a great experience. Attend a Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. The special night is Tuesday, October 29th at 8 p.m., which just so happens to be Bob Ross's birthday. The instructor will be Nicholas Hankins, the new host of Joy of Painting, where he's been bringing never-before-seen paintings of Bob Ross to life. And he wants to bring this painting style into your home. You're going to get step-by-step instructions for creating your own masterpiece, including the process of making those happy little trees. All the materials are going to be shipped to your home before the event, so don't worry. You're going to get the oil paint, the canvas, the brushes, and you're going to learn step-by-step instructions for creating your own masterpiece. You're also going to get an email with a special link to the private Zoom class. It's $12.50 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $150. All you got to do is visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And you're almost out of time. So donate now to get access to this event. The hour ends soon. Go to WOSU.org or, as I've said, 866-897-9678. If you're a regular listener to All Sides, then you know we bring you a wide range of topics, from politics and the economy to redistricting, the environment, technology, even painting style and the legacy of Bob Ross. All Sides provides up-to-date, accurate information you can trust. And we're still looking for 9 more gifts before the end of this hour. We are dedicated to in-depth, thoughtful discussions that go beyond the headlines. So support your public radio station today. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Support All Sides at $12.50 a month and spark a little creativity in your own life. Attend a Bob Ross workshop. Nicholas, I don't know. I think painting is one of those things I did a lot as a kid. And I took a lot of art classes. I don't know. And then I grew up and I had kids. And whenever I do it, like, I'm reminded how much I enjoy it. And then it just never feels like I have the time. Which, now that I said that out loud, sounds pretty sad, actually.
It's a refrain I hear a lot. I think the trick is, if you can find even a little place in your house that you can kind of dedicate to having a little easel set up on a table. You know, people worry so much about, your house is going to look unkempt, or maybe that looks a little cluttery. Leave it cluttered. It's for your own well-being.
Yeah, I got one of those paint by numbers kits a while back, like last year for Christmas. And I got to tell you, I thought it would be easy because I'm like, oh, it's just paint by numbers. I'll have fun. I'll relax. That thing was so involved. It took me so many hours. There was probably 500 freaking shapes, and I used these teeny tiny brushes. I mean, I stress. That was quite a thing. What I think I love about this is it's not going to take me, 12 hours of hunched over a canvas, like with teeny tiny brushes, trying to do that paint by numbers. I mean, it took a lot to get through it. I think this would be way less stress.
Oh, this is much more relaxing. This is, Bob calls it, he always said, the lazy man's way of painting. And that's pretty accurate.
It's a little tongue-in-cheek, but yeah.
Yeah, it's open to interpretation. You can veer off course easily if you feel good about going another direction. It's fine. And, Bob was a big advocate of, it's your world. You can do what you want. And, it's a good rule to play by.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to David Woodyard in Lewis Center. 8 more gifts to go this hour. Yeah, with the paint by numbers, you're very restricted. And you're constantly, like, maybe this says something about how I'm wired, but I was very, like, double, triple checking to make sure I was putting the right color in the right spot. And some of them were so small, I had to, like, bust out a magnifying glass to check for the number. This was not joyful. I mean, I'm proud of it, no. And it was fun, but the idea that I can make mistakes and work with it, I feel like I would have gotten more out of a class like this than the anxiety I got from paint by numbers.
This is fast and immediate and uplifting, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, when you boil all the art speak and psychology out of it, it's just fun. It's just lots of fun.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to spend an evening.
The best. Again, I'm a little biased,
I
but
would say you do it for a living. Do you paint every single day?
almost, yeah.
That's really like I'm a little low-key jealous. That seems like a really nice way to go through life. I want to say thank you to Christopher Gouger in Gager. I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly. Thank you, Christopher, in Powell. We have seven more to go. This is our fall membership drive. And I want you to really remember that listener support pays for all the programs that you listen to and enjoy every day. So we're asking you, make a gift now and make our membership drive a great success. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. You're running out of time, so make a gift and get access to this special Bob Ross event. The hour is almost over, so if you've been putting off, if you've been enjoying the conversation, now is the time for action. I'm a procrastinator too. It happens, but you can pick up the phone and for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150, you're going to attend the Paint Like Bob Ross virtual event. We only have six more to go that we're looking for this hour. The painting workshop will be led by Nicholas Hankins, the incredible new host of Joy of Painting. And he's our guest today. He's going to give you step-by-step instructions. He's going to pause for techniques. He may even take some of your questions. It happens October 29th on Bob Ross's birthday. And if something comes up, you'll have access to the class for 90 days after the event. It comes with a paint set, a canvas, and brushes, so you don't need to worry about buying any supplies. And it comes with a Zoom link. And it's just $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. You can do that online at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. It's going to be a really great evening that you get to enjoy from the comfort of your own home. You're going to have so much fun. It's not going to stress you out like it's like paint by numbers stressed me out. You're going to have so much fun and you're going to learn a skill, maybe a skill you never thought you could do. You might be really surprised by how well it works out. Nicholas says it's the people who have never painted who produce the best works. Maybe you and a friend both buy it and you do it together and you can see how it comes out. Your gift is also going to support public radio. And I do want to say quickly a thank you to Fred Myers in Upper Arlington. We've got five more to go in just a couple minutes. So if you listen to All Sides every day, then we're asking you to support the programs you listen to, the programs you value. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you know you can trust the news that you hear, which is so important this election cycle. Thank you to Jacqueline Patterson in Chillicothe. Only four more to go. I believe in you. I believe in our programming, and I believe that we can get there. If having news and information available to everyone in Central Ohio is important, then we're asking you for a gift of support today. Make this drive a success. Call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Nicholas, thank you so much for your time today. I am looking forward to the painting class.
Fantastic, Anne. It's been my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to painting with so many of your listeners.
Yeah, if I my mom lives in Florida, so one day I'm going to get down there and come check out the gallery for sure.
Yes, come see us.
And if you want to join the class with Nicholas, all you got to do is pull up your phone right now, go to WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. $12.50 a month. That's less than it's going to cost you to buy a meal, go out to dinner, and you're going to get to paint like Bob Ross. It's going to be fun, carefree. You're definitely going to enjoy it. And 10 out of 10 recommend. So if you got time, if you got a little bit of money, support the station, get a great class. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus. We're online at WOSU.org, and we're a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.